program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number, 888-808-1019. Connor Green, he's producing and on the phones. Championship Sunday. We look forward to this day every year. It's a holiday. It's inevitably when we see the best football of the year. Two games today, and we're going to start with, of course, Chiefs and Bills, the heavyweight matchup, Mahomes versus Allen. But big picture, today was a day of history. History in terms of the Eagles, and they ran wild. Ran for 7 touchdowns, something that had not been done in a championship game. We'll call this a championship, even if it is a semifinals. It's an NFC championship. Had not been done since the 1940 Bears. So we'll get to it. Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, each running for 3 touchdowns. I contend the MVP of that first game, that Eagles game, Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, the brilliant offensive line coach from the Eagles. But we'll get to all of that. My guest tonight, coming up at midnight, Jeff Kerr from CBS Philadelphia. He covers the Eagles. And then at 1 a.m., Ed Easton Jr. from Chiefs Wire obviously covers the Chiefs for USA Today. Let's go to, though, the title fight. Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen, round 4. Fourth time that these teams have faced each other in the playoffs. Chiefs are now 4-0. That obviously means the Bills are 0-4. And you can complain that the Chiefs get the calls. There was a pivotal call there on fourth down and inches. And one referee thought it was a first down. The other one, side judge, thought it was not. And, of course, it is the one who thought it was not in favor of the Chiefs who gets that play. And there are people all over Twitter now, over X, who are going to say conspiracy theories and all this sort of stuff. Well, you can complain about the NFL, who in this day and age, 2025, so scientific, multi-billion dollar league in so many ways, and yet they leave the play of whether or not something is a first down to the eyeball test is ridiculous. That being said, this game did not come down to that. This game came down to what every Bills fan and every Bills player and Josh Allen himself would have wanted. 32-29. The Bills are down a field goal. Josh Allen has the ball in his hands, has a chance to at least tie the game and force overtime. But really, after all the experiences you've had with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, 13 seconds and wide right and all of that stuff, if you are a Bills fan, then you want to win it now, and you want to win it in overtime. And what we could have been talking about, I always say, this night, Championship Sunday, and then in 2 weeks, the Super Bowl. It's about legacy. Somebody's legacy changes, and for others, well, it doesn't change for the good. And for Josh Allen, who is, at this point, he is the Peyton Manning to Tom Brady. Eventually, Peyton Manning got that first Super Bowl with the Colts and broke through. It did happen eventually, but until then, there was that rap that he was good enough to be great, an all-time great in the regular season. but he cared so much and put so much pressure on himself, and the game sped up, and he did not play to that same standard in the playoffs, in the postseason, the playoffs. And in the case of Josh Allen, we've seen him play brilliantly at times in the playoffs, but he never quite gets it done. And yes, it's a team game. And yes, on fourth and five, if Dalton Kincaid comes down with that miraculous heave from Josh Allen on that corner blitz, and if Kincaid catches that, we might be talking about something altogether different. God bless, I will say, the Chiefs, the Bills, Mahomes, Allen, Steve Spagnuolo, Joe Brady, Andy Reid, Sean McDermott, Chris Jones, Matt Milano, and all these players. Because so rarely do games that have the hype like this one, this rivalry, so rarely do games live up to the hype. This one does. It gives us something every time that is special and exciting and memorable. And unfortunately for Josh Allen, it's bad, and Chiefs fans, bad memories coming out on the losing end time after time after time after fourth time. And you can beat these Chiefs in the regular season, and you can force last year them to play on the road. And now here are the Chiefs with a chance to do something that has never happened in the history of the Super Bowl, Super Bowl era. Has never happened in the NFL. Nobody has won three Super Bowls in a row. And nine times a team has won back-to-back championships, titles. And never before has that team gotten back to the Super Bowl. All the dynasties that we think about, as great as they were, the Belichick and Brady and the 49ers and, you know, all the great dynasties. Nobody has three-peated. Nobody three in a row. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Steve Spagnuolo. These guys have a chance to do something that's never been done before. History. Legacy. And all those guys, I mean, certainly Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Chris Jones, and they're all going to the Hall of Fame. And honestly, Steve Spagnuolo, I know he busted out as a head coach in that stint with the Rams, but as coordinators go, for what he did with the New York Giants first against Tom Brady in that undefeated season in the Patriots, for what he did as a defensive coordinator then and what he is doing now with the Chiefs, he should be a Hall of Famer. Legacy. And now the conversations turn. We fought with Tom Brady. We would never see anything like that again, not in our lifetime. And here's Mahomes with a chance to do something that the great Tom Brady never did. And I understand Brady has seven rings, but Mahomes now has a chance at age 29 to win his fourth ring. If that happens, do we doubt he'll win another three before he calls it quits? Brilliant. Just a brilliant career. And the difference is here, 32 to 29. If we went through, we can go through every category here and we can look at it and say, it's close here, it's close there, it's inches here. This game was won on the margins. One play here, one play there. And yet, the Chiefs always make those one play, those couple of plays that decide the game. The Chiefs make them, and the other team does not. And on fourth and five, when it looks like the Bills you know, all game long, the Bills have been moving the football, and the Bills have had a ton of success. And Steve Spagnuolo waits for the biggest moments in the game to pull out a blitz that you haven't seen yet. Everybody knows he's blitzing there. 4th and 5. We all know he's blitzing, right? They're expecting pressure to come, but they haven't seen the cornerback blitz yet. And that's the moment he busted out. Free runner coming at the quarterback. Mahomes has to move, and when he shuffles, that's it. The pocket collapses, and now he's got to heave it. And meanwhile, what Mahomes missed, instead of going for something down the field, what he doesn't see is Khalil Shakir, who is wide open to his left. And we can say, this call should have gone, that call, this hit, this play, whatever, all these things. And we can say Dalton Kincaid should have caught that football. It was a bit of a wobbling duck on a broken play. I said this to Connor before. To me, it is different than what happened with Mark Andrews last week. He should have caught it, Dalton Kincaid, on 4th and 5. Make a play for your quarterback, sure. But that's a tough play to make under the craziness of those circumstances. If you're Josh Allen, instead of getting that to that miraculous, magical heave that could have been caught, somehow you have to see Shakir come wide open on that play. Or you have to find a way. And that's also the brilliance of Steve Spagnuolo, to not let you in that moment. The Chiefs, once again. For every other team, the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship, these big moments, these big games are big games. They are huge games. And other teams feel that pressure to do a little more, to be special. And to the Chiefs, the AFC Championship game is a game. They've now been, it is incredible to think about. Patrick Mahomes has been a starting quarterback in the NFL for 7 years. His rookie year basically sat out and redshirted, you know, got a start at the end of the year. But he redshirted that first year, essentially. Starting quarterback, 7 seasons, has been to 7 AFC Championships games. Every year of his career. 7 for 7. Incredible. So to them, to the Chiefs, to Andy Reid, to Patrick Mahomes, at this point, an AFC Championship game, Sunday. You call it a big game, they call it Sunday. That's what they're supposed to be doing this time of year. The pulses don't go up. They don't beat themselves. When the game is on the line in the biggest moments, they will just make a play, and you have to beat them. They will not beat themselves. You don't see the wide rights. You don't see the lack of execution at the very end. And so when they have to salt away the game at the very end there, Samaje Perine, little wide receiver, a little running back screenplay, set up perfectly, executed perfectly, first down, run out the clock. And if you're the Buffalo Bills and a Bills fan, you had the ball in Josh Allen's hands with a chance to win this game. At the very least, tie it. Plenty of time. Timeouts in your pocket. And what happened on that last drive? If I were a Bills fan or a Bills player or a Bills coach, it would haunt me all offseason that James Cook was not on the field and not a part of that. The second best player on that Chiefs offense, second best player on that Bills offense, on that team, second best player on the Bills, on the field tonight, easily, James Cook. He had 4 carries in the first half. 4 carries in the first half. 9 carries in the second half. 16 total touches, 13 carries. How is it? What are you saving him for? What are you keeping him fresh for? I understand they rotated backs all season. That was your formula. Now is the time to have your best player on the field and feed him. Because that was the thing that the Chiefs really could not stop. The physicality of the Bills when they were running the football with James Cook. And then the explosiveness of him as well. Throw the ball to him, let him run behind that line, short yardage, all of it. They didn't go enough to James Cook. That would haunt me this offseason. So legacy, whose legacy changes the most? And then we'll get into also talking about some nightmares. I think if you are a Washington Commanders team, you had a great offseason, a whole great season. But you will have nightmares about the running game of the Eagles. That'll haunt you all offseason. And if you're a Giants fan, the nightmare scenario, Saquon Barkley and the Eagles heading to the Super Bowl. All right, 888-808-1019. That is the number. Give Connor a call. We'll get you on the program. You can also hit me up on Twitter on X at L Rubinson. Quick break, right back.